Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There are very deliberate efforts to undermine institutions of democracy. So this is not the time to test an unprecedented process to try to make changes.
Jeff Foster with Common Cause Massachusetts says if six more state legislatures vote for a constitutional convention, Congress would have to call one, and America's founding laws would be up for grabs. He says a convention would have no limits, especially dangerous right now, and basic protections like the First Amendment might not be safe. Supporters say a convention is necessary to cut federal spending. Meanwhile, Donald Trump continues to say a president should be granted total immunity from criminal prosecution, even for what he calls crossing the line.
And I hope the Supreme Court has the courage to do that, because otherwise you're just not going to be in a very strong position very long. It'll totally change our country, in my opinion. That's how bad it would be.
That's also the former president's legal defense against charges he led an insurrection. And he has separately said he would be a dictator for the first day if returned to office. After a second-place finish in Iowa, just ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is suspending his presidential campaign. He's endorsing Trump.
He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackage formed of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
Trump's last serious primary opponent, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, is questioning his mental fitness. Trump repeatedly confused Haley with former Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the stump. Haley insists calling attention to that is not insulting him.
But when you're dealing with the pressures of a presidency, we can't have someone else that we question whether they're mentally fit to do this.
According to the New York Times, the Trump campaign barred an NBC reporter from an event because of his coverage. The campaign denies the story, and NBC has not commented. President Joe Biden hasn't put his name on the ballot in New Hampshire, part of his effort for the Democratic Party to hold its first primary in South Carolina. California Congressman Ro Khanna is backing a write-in effort with the aim of beating what looks to be minor opposition.
That's the ultimate form of grassroots democracy.
Some New Hampshire Democrats are instead voting in the Republican Party to oppose Trump. Maine lawmakers may put a constitutional amendment to protect abortion rights before voters. The state already has some of the least restrictive laws in the country, but Dania Bowie with Maine Women's Lobby says the U.S. Supreme Court's historic decision to overturn Roe v. Wade imperiled everything from birth control to reproductive care.
It is more important than ever to make our constitutional law as clear as possible about how reproductive rights are fundamental human rights.
Voters in nearly a dozen states will consider constitutional amendments regarding abortion rights this year. Polls suggest it'll be a key issue, especially with women. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.